Charlotte Mayor Patsy Kinsey made a last-ditch effort Monday night to hang on to the airport, offering to create an authority that would be appointed by and answer to the city council. But Republican state lawmakers said no thanks and voted along party lines to create a regional authority that would govern the Charlotte airport. The vote caps a bitter six-month power struggle between Charlotte officials and state lawmakers. The so-called Charlotte way would have been to consult and build consensus, admits Charlotte Representative Ruth Samuelson.
It's not the Charlotte way. It's not the Ruth Samuelson way. But it's the only way we've been left with when we can't get the other side to sit at the table and deal with us as equals.
The city of Charlotte rejected a legislative offer to delay the airport authority plan and participate in a study commission instead. City Manager Ron Carley says that's because lawmakers have not made a genuine effort to compromise on the measure.
I don't think it has evolved in any way based on any input from the city. And it's become very clear to me now that there's never been any serious interest in input from the city.
Charlotte city officials have insisted all along that the airport continue under the city's control, while Republican state lawmakers have insisted it not. Representative Samuelson says creating a regional authority will put the airport on solid footing.
The business leaders have said for some time they think an authority is the good option for us. The trend across the country is that authorities are a good option for these types of airports. And the consultant that the city hired said that an authority is the good option for this airport.
This is huge.
Charlotte Democrat Becky Carney.
The ramifications are huge. The lawsuits will be filed. We don't need it. We don't need to go there. I wouldn't do it to your city. I ask you to vote no.
Charlotte's mayor and council have made veiled threats of legal action. Before passage in the House, the measure was amended to transfer the airport out of the city's control immediately rather than wait until January. Pending Senate approval of the changes, the regional authority would be governed by the existing Airport Advisory Committee until a new 11-member board is appointed. Airport employees would remain on the city's benefits package until the end of the year. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.